to try to describe the emotions now that we are done and dusted?
Yeah, if you've got such a big lead, it's almost more of a relief that you didn't blow it, you know. But it's amazing to be in front of my family and friends. And you know, it's not often you play a golf tournament and you've got about 50 or 100 people following you, and you know almost all of them. So you know, it's that's completely different and weird at the same time. So yeah, I know, just elated to be here and to have played a good round today.
You did start the day with a handy advantage. How much were you keeping an eye on what was happening around you?
I did watch the scoreboard quite a bit. You know, I did play rather safe. The one bogey I made was a 3-putt. So I mean, I really played solidly and didn't try to be too aggressive and make unforced errors. I did do that. But the guys played well. The course was there for the taking today, really. So you know, I did see a couple of guys come up early. You know, and then I started making a few birdies. So yeah, luckily I could manage to stay ahead.
How comfortable were you out there? Obviously, you know this place really well. You mentioned the people that were following you. It must have felt like a really, really special experience.
Yeah, it is. You know, it's the same time. It's kind of like you don't want to disappoint anybody. You know, you want to go out there and play well and play a good game. And you know. You know it so well that you almost, I mean, I'm always a driver on some holes, now I'm hitting irons or rescues or whatever, so it almost feels weird. It feels like you're playing the course like very conservatively, but it was good. It was a great experience.
How much of an advantage was it for you being able to play on this course so often leading up to this event?
It does make a big difference. I mean, I played 9-hole practice, I think 14 holes in total for my practice rounds for all three courses. So, you know, I've done my prep throughout the years and stuff. So you're comfortable, you've hit all the tee shots, you've played it in most of the wind conditions, so you know where you can miss and where you have to kind of buckle down and really hit a good shot, so that makes a big difference.
A couple of years have passed since that first victory here. There's been a lot that's happened, hasn't there? You get a chance to sort of look back on where you were in your life and your career at that stage and where you are now?
Not yet, but I mean, it's been 11 years and that was my second win, so now, you know, it's a few wins later and it was before kids and marriage and all of those things, and things have changed completely. You know, playing on the DP World Tour now and being comfortable playing out here and you know just doing my thing, and just very blessed.
Perfect.
Thank you, Ollie.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you, Ollie.